and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your game master. And with me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hello, everyone.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage. Question of the day is for me this time, and it is, what do you think UAS stands for on these students' armor?
You don't want to do the last time on before we get there? Because it ends with them saying, you know, their armor saying UAS.
No, because Paul needs time to think about which is the best answer and what he wants.
I already wrote down what it is.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We will, you know what, you're right, I'll give a last time on right now. So last time, the Alpha team went to Lebanon, Kansas, where they talked with Jeremy Montero at Spark Arms, and learned that, you know, he had a strange dip in his power levels last month, and then they went down to a geothermal vent, traveled hundreds of miles in tunnels, and eventually found what looks like a school in chaos, or like, and it says drill starting in 2 minutes, and on the backs of all the armors it says UAS. So, what do you guys think UAS stands for? That's my question of the day.
I think it's I had thought of multiple ones, but the top ones are the only ones.
How many of them have asshole as the middle word?
Ultimate Asshole Squad.
Is that your final answer?
United American Squad.
What is your final answer?
Ultimate Alpha Squad is my final answer. But the funny answer is Ultimate Alpha.
Asshole Squad.
Ultimate Asshole Squad.
I hear you. Chris, what's yours?
Ultimate Asshole Squad. Sorry.
I did give a hint last time. No, I don't know if anyone caught it.
No, I didn't catch it.
No. It sounds like I'm correct, though, honestly speaking.
You are, so far, you have 0 words correct.
How do I have 0 correct?
I'm not.
You gave a hint?
I did. It was subtle. I was proud of myself.
And of course, once we know what it is, then we'll be able to look back and go,
ooh. Yeah. So it's something school. Underground Assault School.
Fuck, you're right. That sounds like the one. Aw, shit.
Mike?
Well, you gave a response to hers about how many words were right. I don't get that, do I?
No.
Because he was close.
I think he's spot on.
I only gave the answer because she had 0.
Yeah. Which means at least one of those is right.
Right.
And it's probably school, which means...
I think underground is right.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be stupid. Underground American School.
Fuck yeah.
That's another good one.
Actually, Daly was right the whole time. It's actually the Ultimate Asshole Squad.
All right, so let's roll into it, and you'll get the answer when you learn what the school is named. So,
wait, we didn't hear what Paul thinks it is.
Yeah!
You'll hear in just a second. As you guys watch, the people who, all the students, they gather their armor and their weapons, and some of them have, like, exosuits, power suits, stuff like that, but a lot of them, all of them have that UAS on the back. They're grabbing blasters, they don't seem to have spark arms, which you kind of guess figuring. They're having to use more conventional weaponry. Mm-hmm. And they're all standing very still, and then you see building, like shooting up. And it eventually ends up looking like a city, like a small section of a city with skyscrapers and stuff like that. And then you hear a high-pitched scream, not scream, but like screech, as drones start flooding out of the buildings and sweeping down to attack, like, not mannequins, but, like, android-type things that are obviously civilians. And you see the students just go to fucking town shooting them down. You see lightning bolts. You see bullets. Please. You see, I mean...
I do. We all go invisible.
I thought you were going to pass without a trace.
Well, yeah, pass without a trace, but also...
Oh, then you're invisible too? Invisible. Yeah. Oh, you're going to do both. That's probably right.
Correct.
And Bridget says, I'm so stealthy right now, nothing can see me.
Oh my God, Bridget.
She's just giddy.
I know she is.
Actually, the thing is, with invisibility, you can see her. Because, like...
I know.
It like, deactivates...
That's the funny part.
But to you, she's more visible now. Because your magic's on her.
What still kills me is that I can see illusions, and I can see invisibility.
You can't see her.
I can't see her. And that's the funny thing.
It's the fact that her check is so bloody fucking high.
Oh, I know it is.
It's that much skill, and she knows what you do.
Yeah.
She starts using things like optical camo.
Correct.
Because it's not
so
visible.
I can't see it.
So, but you guys watch, and these students are fucking tuned. You watch, you know... Even the groups, because you know there's a big ass building in the way, but you guys kind of edge out and look around, and you realize that this building's an actual building. You can just walk through it, and look through the windows, and I assume you do. And you watch as it looks like it's no more than like 5 or 6 teams, but they are laser focused in drilling headshots.
Like, if they were participating in a clash, we'd have had a real challenge.
We
probably wouldn't have even gotten close to first.
Second. No. You guys still probably could have won because you were just that much more powerful. But if this was a combat scenario, I'd bet on them. Especially as a team. Like, you guys, like, if it was Alpha through Echo Squads versus these guys, you lose. They're going hammer and anvil. I'm talking small unit tactics, you know.
So I'm seeing all of this with the combat.
I want to say, roll it. You're salivating a little bit.
14 plus 12, 26.
There is a very high level commander in charge here.
Okay.
To have drilled this in, even this should be a decade of training, not a year.
Okay. We should probably roll perception. We're looking for a specific person. Are we seeing them among the students?
Well, no. But as you... Well, you know, yeah, roll perception.
19 plus 5 for 24.
23. I know.
I'm scared. And 20.
There it is. I'm scared.
24.
Holy shit, I must be mesmerized. I'm mesmerized by this whole thing.
So you do see that anyone who broke a 20...
It's all of us.
...sees that there is a... One of the students has a... Like a golden epaulet. Just the one on his shoulder. And he is giving commands. But he's also touching his ear, listening. And then giving commands.
So he's relaying.
He's probably the second in command. The nat 20, because the only fucking way... It was a DC 30, but nat 20 always wins. One of the buildings... The one... Looks like two buildings away from yours. You see a flash of silver... Of like a silverish gray. Which doesn't stand out against the fucking buildings. But for some reason, your eye caught it. And you see a person standing there with his arms crossed looking down.
Okay.
And he's obviously giving instructions because his mouth is moving. This dude's huge, 7, almost 8 foot tall. Jet black skin. What do you guys do? I misspelled epaulet horribly.
Yeah.
That's a fucking wackadoo word to spell.
Yes, it is.
Epaulet. What the fuck? I'll never forget now, but. Because it's got my name in it. Mm-hmm. But still. But yeah, what do you guys do?
Do we want to wait till the end of their drill so they don't, you know, shoot us on sight?
Probably be a good plan.
You can always also just go between buildings. Because you're invisible, you could just pop between buildings and go to the commander if you'd like. You have that ability.
Also, are we in... You know, full kit, or are we in civilian gear?
I assume you're in full armor at this point. While you were traveling, because one, it's comfortable. And
for me, yes.
No, their suits are pretty comfortable. They're built to be worn for days at a time.
Fair.
And they breathe really well and all that.
So, yeah, we can actually make our way over to the commander.
I'm not going to have you roll because no one has a power here that can break through what you have going on.
Me?
The invisibility on top of Jetpath Without a Trace. You are a fucking ball of... The only person who has a shot you can't fight against. So, you guys make it to the building that figure is standing in, and without turning to look at you, he says, "Congratulations on your win, team."
To us?
Yes.
And I say, like, you know, through our headset, like, I know, I'm kind of afraid to put down Jazz Without Trace and Invisibility.
Just keep it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
And then you hear him say, there are drones encroaching on 5th Street. Team 3, move over. And you see the guy down in the gold with the gold epaulet giving order. He says, "So what brings you to Urban Assault School?"
Fuck.
All right, you can take your.
I was close.
You had underground assault school, but you get inspiration. You're the closest.
Good thing we got an extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, "What brings you here?"
We were set a task.
From whom?
I can't say.
All right, then. He continues going giving orders.
That's fine. I'm not trying to stop him.
You watch, and Sal is entranced by the...
Sal's watching it, going... Wow, it's like a really good
elaborate
miniature game, mm-hmm. Especially from this high up.
Yeah, exactly. You're in like the 30th story. Like you're high up, and they're like ants moving around with guns, mm-hmm. or blasters. But 10 minutes later, the drones are all gone, and on the board it comes up and it says, you know, drone kill count 100%. Injured civilians, 3. Deceased civilians, 1. And then it says, you know, team 6, team 3 failed to defend insert this building number here, and we'll be in charge of
latrines.
The mess for the next transfer. And you hear, damn it! or
30 stories up.
No, the person has like comic powers. It comes out of his head. Damn it! In big ass letter. And his way of attacking is going bang, and it sends the Lord bang in like onomatopoeia on his finger.
That's pretty cool.
Word magic.
So, you guys are very efficiently taking care of things here. I can see that. Is there a plan for these kids?
I don't know how to spell onomatopoeia. I don't want to figure it out. I did. I did get it right. Onomatopoeia. That's a stupid word. He says, "We're a last resort."
Okay.
Students come here, get trained, and leave.
And how do you get the students here?
Aptitude tests. They're selected. Uh-oh. And then at least one parent has to give their say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies being here, guys. I'm just throwing it out there.
The commander turns and looks at you, and his facial
looks
features
at in our direction because we're still invisible.
Yes, no, he looks straight at you, locks eyes with each of you, and he says, And I'm sorry, and his facial structure is unusual. It's not human. You're 100% certain. Art might have figured out who it is.
Pit receptors?
I don't know what that means.
Snakes?
No. It's definitely human. Like I'm sorry, it's eyes, nose, mouth. It's just not... There's no human with a face like that. It's some kind of...
Mask.
You guess that or something else. This is not a human face you're looking at. I thought you had figured out who it was. Never mind.
Would he have known because it's a character he used to play?
No.
Okay. That was a quick... had to run that one out.
Can we roll to see if we know who
there's
it
no,
is?
There's literally not a way you know.
Okay.
The only person who... Anyone here... The players have a chance... The character has no fucking chance.
Yeah.
He's happy just to stand there and watch you guys. Like,
alright.
Observing.
Oh, God, no. Please tell me it's not who I think it is from Brazil.
War? No. Please, God, no.
Who do you think it is?
That came across.
No. Not War. No, War looks like a person. He's just huge. War looks like a dwarf who's 7 foot tall. He is a man mountain, but no, he's red hair. Like, War is red buzz cut. Very much human looking, just too big. Not War.
Oh.
Mike might have got it.
Yep. Mike has it now.
Natalie feels really stupid. I'm not going to.
I think I have another idea.
He used to look a lot different.
Used to be metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's very sharp. Hero.
It's Hero. Shinsoku's sword.
The spirit.
Really funny. That's really funny. You weren't using his voice.
No.
No, he's taking on an American accent because that makes his students comfortable.
Of course.
Also, that isn't his natural accent. His accent is from another fucking planet. He just picked up whatever language he wants at any given point.
No, but he had like a...
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, Mr. Miyagi deal.
Mm-hmm. That was more just because of the sword he was in.
Yes.
Oh, man... But I wouldn't know anything about that.
Nope.
Shinsoku told you that they got Hiro a new body.
Yes.
Yes, but we don't.
But we never.
Never saw him.
Never saw him. Never.
He says, who sent you? And you feel, roll me a wisdom save.
Oh, this will be bad. Oh.
DC's 22.
16 on the die.
Yeah. Nope. 18.
You feel compelled to tell him the answer.
I guess I'm going to tell him Shinsoku.
His posture goes a little more relaxed. He says, I told him to stop looking for me.
Oh. The problem with it is his wife is pissed at him.
I can't remember her name. No fucking way. He's like, I mean, he's not home much, but she likes having her autonomy. Never mind.
His niece is missing.
Goldilocks?
Yes.
Yeah, her husband, her
dad.
Her dad asked me to take care of her because she almost blew the house up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mom doesn't know.
Correct, because her mom got her into the other school.
Oh. That's a problem. She still hasn't controlled her powers. You know she's not out there.
Yeah, we kind of looked. Didn't see her.
There's something wrong with her powers. They are... And both far too strong and far too weak. They're too strong for a body as weak as hers. But they're too weak to reinforce themselves.
Oh, I have a bad thought.
Does this sound like the powers weren't designed for her body?
That's a good way of asking the...
As the apparent resident genetics expert.
Not the resident genetics expert.
I need you to make me a tinfoil hat. Something that's very permanent that I can just kind of pull out of my bag.
Oh my god. I make an illusion of a fucking tinfoil hat on his forehead, on his head.
We'll just leave it here. Put it up on top of the TV.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this?
And he says, we've found no, we've detected nothing strange with her powers besides the fact that they don't, it's almost like they're missing something. Rather than not being suited for her, it's like she was supposed to get a secondary power to reinforce it and never did. Yeah, on my planet, this was known to happen.
Yeah, but on this planet, we've known of cloning attempts to enforce more dangerous powers to manifest.
I have a bad idea.
You know your adopted sister?
Yeah. Is this...
I don't think it's a direct clone from her, but I'm wondering if there's some...
Like...
Did they pull something to...
Yeah.
There was a lot of shenanigans pulled back about that time by Care.
Yeah.
Is this a Care situation?
Now, you would know that Shinsoku wouldn't let them go within a country mile of Care because of what he knew.
Oh, yeah.
And he would not have let his sister-in-law do that to herself.
No, but I wouldn't.
Well, they might have done it before he was involved with that family.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, look how old she is. It probably did.
Yeah. So, might be something we need to, A, get her looked at by, an expert in the field, or B, we go and we talk to Mr., what's his name, Montero, and get one of those V2 spark arms, and we give her some kind of reinforcement power.
Well, or you can go to Tenzi and get her an actual second permanent power. But it would need something powerful enough to control.
None of us have that.
Yes, you do.
You guys do. I don't.
Yes, they do. You have the lab assistant on fucking speed dial.
Except that...
Oh.
It says Roomba Kid on the phone.
Do you have Roomba any kid. Outbound Roomba. Connection that we can reach out to talk to somebody?
In the tower.
Okay. We need to make
few phone calls.
Phone calls.
We might be able to help her.
That'd be great. I mean, we don't. We do not know. I've been training her body so that she can take the pain enough that she doesn't completely lose control. She hasn't had she hasn't had a Nova burst in a month.
So I have a question for you. School moves about once a month?
Give or take, yeah.
Okay.
Dedicated charging sites, yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of power to keep to shrink a school. It takes a lot of power to shrink a school and then grow it back.
Well, that would explain why there was a 2% power drain.
Yep.
Yeah, Helen was blocking that. Helen's been great at keeping that hidden. He hasn't noticed.
Oh, he didn't notice, and he just wrote it off, but...
No, he did notice he wrote it off.
Yeah, he did notice he wrote it off.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
He just went up and went when we powered a lot of power suits that month, so
power suits.
If
yeah, that's how we that's kind of how we found you.
Interesting. I believe that.
Also, you have like hardcore illusions everywhere.
Thank you.
Like very, very top tier.
Not that you can see them.
I know that they're there though.
No. You don't. That's that.
No,
that,
no. She knows they're there because we keep walking into it. Because
they keep walking in the walls, and I'm like, "What the heck is wrong with them?"
I thought she sees them, but they're like transparent.
Yeah, we did say that because that was
because it would be stupid if you want to play up that you see the illusion, and oh no, you just keep walking through it. Well, you never get the option to play up the fact that
yeah.
Oh, you put up an illusion. Oh no.
Yeah, you're right. No, so you can see them. They're very trans. They're you pick how much you see them or don't.
Yeah, I think that it was
like for magic shows. Like if you went to like a magical magic show, you would turn that filter way down. Anyway, he says thank you for the compliment. He says I've been working on them for 2,000 years, give or take.
Okay.
So yeah, so we're gonna make a phone call to a friend.
Couple friends.
And I'll file a ongoing report with Shinsoku.
I'm gonna say we're gonna hold off on that right now.
Okay.
There are some things that will need to be investigated before we report in, because I just don't know whether or not he'll go off half-cocked.
Yeah.
So, I'd much rather get the situation solved and get her better so that do the kids ever get a chance to go home? I'm assuming Goldilocks is here because she's a danger to others.
Everyone involved, yes.
So if we manage to get her to be
stable, she could go home tomorrow. Okay. I mean, they're all under Aegeus not to reveal this place's existence.
And I fully understand that. But, so, we can solve the situation, but not be able to tell him anything.
Tell who?
Shinsoku.
I'll talk to him. You don't need, you won't, I won't make you break the geese I'm going to make you take.
I kind of figured that.
Tell your sister-in-law to talk to her fucking husband.
That's not wrong, man. That's really not wrong.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that one I put together pretty quick. So, all right, so we got it. We need to make a phone call.
All right. Well, he's like, well, we're gonna the building should be shifting back in just a minute here. Stand within 6 feet of me. This part of the room doesn't change. And you notice there is like inlaid like circles and with like yellow paint. Or not,
safety
no,
circle.
A safety circle. Stand within the safety circle, please.
Stand within the yellow line.
And it says, building transformation reversion. No, building reversion will begin in 60 seconds. Please deposit your weapons and armor and get to your safety circles. And they all the kids just scatter. We're not kids, but they're the same age as you guys.
Yeah.
Scatter to their spots. And 60 seconds later, back to looking like a little town. You know, there's like a main street with the stuff and main street with little shops, and seems like some of the kids go over to the shops and like buy ice cream and stuff like that to celebrate. There's only, you know, six teams in three, so there's only 20 kids, but it's only a mile across, so it's not very big.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, some, you know, like, congratulated themselves, but the guy with the golden epaulette does go towards the central tower, which is where you guys find yourselves. And Hiro starts walking down the hall. He says, please keep up. The automated defenses don't work within 20 feet of me, but I'm not going to be modifying the programming for short-term visitors.
You don't have the proper IFF tags.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. I will be, matching his steps.
How? He's 7 foot or seven, almost 8 foot tall with steps that are longer than your body.
So I'll take two to his
one. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'll be matching his steps, or at least close to.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Yeah, you're like me, taking two steps to his one.
Yeah.
Or you're riding Murphy, and Murphy's just keeping up.
So, he says, her power wasn't light control. I don't know where they got on thinking that. It's fusion.
Huh.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm. Yeah, that's why she's here. Is it that, or they send her into space? We chose the humane option.
Huh.
So what is she going to need to help control that? If she needs some sort of moderator, the easiest one would be Shinsoku's.
Water?
Water's a great moderator for...
I was thinking, he says, you're right, it would be Earth or gravity.
That would work, either one of those would work too?
No, if I'd known that the power transferring devices were functional, I would have reached out myself. But as far as I know, that isn't public knowledge. And you realize it isn't. You know that because of Travis.
Yeah.
It's the only reason you know... at all.
I also have another suggestion just to help keep her even. It's only a temporary patch.
Yes.
This is probably the same idea that I had earlier.
Well,
I had to call Montero and get one of the V2s.
Uh-huh.
The same one that I gave him earlier.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Give her a suit of armor.
It would contain it while it was there.
At least until, as a temporary fix until they can...
Give her something more permanent.
Correct, yeah. A V2 would be perfect right now.
So,
because
that'll be the call that I make.
Yeah.
You guys contact your Roomba friend.
Travis.
Well, so are you calling Shinsoku to have him go to Montero to have him come to you?
Do you want him here?
He says, he runs his school, I run mine. We're very different people.
Yes.
I traveled with him for years. And we took good care of each other.
I was going to say he doesn't need to come here.
I would... You have a good secret going. There's no reason to spoil it now. What he doesn't know won't hurt him.
You underestimate how curious he is.
I'm sure I do.
It will hurt him every day, and I don't want to do that to a friend.
Fair enough.
I'm going to have to bring him into the fold.
So I can contact him, and I'm sure...
Big ass size.
I'm sure he would be happy to come find us. So the easiest way to... How hard is it to move the school back over by Kansas?
Because
I know you just moved from there a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we stay at each stopping place for a month and then move. Operational security and all that.
I understand.
So we won't be back there for 4 months.
Okay.
Which means we could... I can drive back over there with Bridget, go up, get the device, and...
Or better yet, just have Shinsoku show up and get the device, and...
If you're willing for that.
I'm gonna need... I need her to talk to him anyway. He can show up. Honestly, we still have a connection. I could probably just tell him. Hold on. Yes, I'm being serious. Yeah, just go get the damn thing. Stop being so stubborn, you... I will outlive you.
You should probably tell Montero that this is going to happen, so it's not just... Surprise!
I will outlive you. Shut up! No, you won't. Just teleport. You follow the bond. And he, like, shakes his head. He's like, stubborn man. God damn it. It served him well, but son of a bitch.
He seems to be very persistent. Always wants to investigate something.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Do we contact...
So we gotta contact Travis.
Travis.
So you,
and then Rob locks it up.
I know, right? Fucking wild card.
That'd be so funny.
He answers on, like, the third ring. Sounds tired. Hey, Athena, what's up? Long time no talk.
How does a robot sound tired?
It's a spirit.
Yeah.
I tell him what's going on.
That's less fun than you explaining it. Okay.
I'm very lost with what's going on anyway.
Hey,
but...
Travis.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Gotta...
You guys don't call me much anymore.
Well, you got...
You're very busy.
I've also been very busy.
I'm just working on my master's. It's not that hard.
So you still studying under Professor Tenzi?
Yeah. I'm her lead lab assistant right now.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, the new android body she gave me is pretty sweet. She's working. I heard she's working on the real one right now, though. I'm pretty excited.
We
I should get to be flesh and blood again in like 6 months or so.
We need a favor.
I'm listening.
We need to have Tenzi help somebody.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't say. I cannot tell you any more than we need her to help somebody with control of a power.
I mean, we have a whole host of genetic samples with different powers that could potentially be applied.
Yes.
But we need detailed medical records, as well as the only infuser that works is here.
Yeah. We're working to make her safe for transport. Let's just say her powers are very dangerous.
Hazardous.
Hazardous is a good...
Hi, Travis. My name is Salvador.
Yeah.
Hi, Sal. I saw you guys performing in the Clash. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I mean, I would have been better, but that's not a here nor there.
We'll get along great.
You and I both know that Rob would have said something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
No doubt in my mind.
So, is there a chance that within the next couple of days she can have an opening for visitors?
Let me check the prof's schedule.
Tell her she's got some interesting things that would be visiting her.
Looks like her next opening is a week from Tuesday. Hold on, nope. Someone canceled lunch tomorrow. Well, she's not going to be happy about that. She's open at lunch tomorrow.
That'll work. At least to give her the rundown, and I'm sure she might actually cancel some of her own meetings.
I mean, the infuser doesn't take very long.
Okay.
A couple hours, maybe. And she only has to be there for the beginning of the process. I run the process after that. Magic powers, man. Oh, it fucking works.
Okay. So, yes, please... pencil us in for tomorrow at lunch.
All right. Done. How's it been? How are things? Are you excited? Are you guys doing exciting things?
Let's just say we're someplace that I never expected to be, and we won't remember it after this.
Bermuda?
Yes.
I've heard it's beautiful. Or Tahiti?
Tahiti. It's a magical place.
It's a magical place.
I just think, you know, throwing a jab at Travis and saying something about, yeah, we're in Florida. Never thought I'd be here.
Too many alligators.
He's like, well, all right. Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. We'll probably see you.
Oh, cool. You can check out the new Android body. Not as good as my real one, but, you know, it beats the Roomba, and he like, you hear a verbal glare. Like, you hear him glaring at you.
You were in a Roomba!
I was not, I was
in... Yes, you were!
I was in a 1 foot across metal's floating sphere!
Yeah!
How is that a Roomba?
And you know what it looks like? A Roomba.
Roombas are discs, not spheres.
I don't know what your universe are spheres.
No, they're not.
It looked like a Roomba.
If you take away the three-dimensional look.
I know.
That's what she does. You know that. That's how she sees through illusions.
Or was there depth? Oh my god, that'd be hilarious to downside that power. But no, it would probably go all range attacks ever, though. Anyway, Hiro looks at you. Hiro just looks at you guys and says, "Shinsoku should be here soon."
Okay.
Yeah.
We hear the tide roll.
Yeah.
No, you don't yet. He says, "My apprentice is coming. Always comes up for an after action report. If you'd like to meet him, you can. He's one of the few cleared to." Go back outside, but he comes back. He chooses to come back. It's your choice. Either you can go wait. There's a waiting room over there with some couches, or you can stay with me. It doesn't matter.
The less we know, the better off we are. I mean, especially if you're going to put a gas over us. The less chances of us having something to break it, the better off we are. At least if that's
how... He says, Shinsoku won't let me put the gas on you if he's here. Don't worry about it. I will have you sign NDAs, and he pulls out actual physical paper copy of the NDAs.
We're going to pass this to our lawyer.
Can you read through these for us, please?
Roll legal matters.
Here we go. That's a 3 plus 11.
You have
11.
Lucky still.
I do. 13 plus 11.
24. You can have Dido digitize these, and then just fill them out in like less than a minute.
Got it. I'll do that. DocuSign here.
He says, I do hate digital media, but I guess that works.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying if she was going to go through it with the legal matters.
It's not boilerplate. It basically says any mention of this to people who aren't already informed will be punishable by 10 years in prison.
Huh. Fun.
And a fine of $100 million.
Alright.
And you notice that it doesn't say what the enforcing body is. You think it might just be Hiro.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's only Hiro.
Yeah, Sal will physically sign the paper.
What she says.
There's a bunch of initials and shit you gotta do, like hundreds of them throughout the thing.
Sit here while he does the after action.
Well, no, she does
Sal
that.
Sal will do it.
She does that and then she does a printout. So you can have, you don't have to do it unless you want to do it in physical.
Well, it'll give me a chance to listen to the.
I got you. Okay.
So I'll sit there and I'll just start filling it out. I'll be like, okay, I'm listening.
So do the other two of you go to the waiting room or do you stay?
I'm going to go into the waiting room.
Waiting room.
Okay. So Sal, it's just you. Coming in is the student with the golden epaulet. Golden epaulet's gone and in its place is a. Polo shirt, khakis on his hip. There's still an energy blaster. You see that he has his hair is like is short blonde cut with just piercing blue eyes. No, sorry, piercing green eyes. And he snaps to attention when Hiro gets there. And he says Damian Clark reporting for duty, reporting for after action. D-A-M-I-E-N, Clark. C-L-A-R-K. And he says, and basically, he's going to break it down every minute of, wait 10, then come. He starts breaking down every minute of the assessment, and it was only like 20 minutes long, so it wasn't like exceptionally difficult, or it was about a half hour total. And so essentially he explains that every time he had to give an order, he docked a point. Every time a hero had to give an order, he docked points. And he's like, he says, it's better. He says, it was a good job. He says, this is your third time with this scenario. I only had to give 6 orders. He says, but that's still 5 too many. You need to be careful with this. He talks about how, he let up Team 3 just fucking abandon one of the buildings they were supposed to protect. He explains that there was a drone that was operating unusually. He says, yes, that was one of the rogues. You were supposed to send Team 6 after that. That's their job. Team 6 are the problem solvers. And he says, it was a bad call. It was understandable, but it was not going to get it done. And Damien, you know, accepts it, and he looks over at you, and he says, Salamander?
Yes.
He walks over, shakes your hand. Damien Clark.
Pleasure to meet you.
They have not given me my super designation yet, or have not let me pick mine.
You can call me Sal.
He says, it's good to meet you. And he bows to Hero, and he says, is it all right if I go... he looks over and sees the people. He says, is it all right if I meet with them, sir? He says, permission granted. And he says, I hate the formality required here, but this is how these students will survive, and they'll be the ones who, you know what, there's a good reason they're here. And he kind of mutters to himself and then goes through a door and then closes behind him. Damien comes over and sits with you guys at the, he stand, kind of stands at attention, and he says, Damien Clark, it's nice to meet you both.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Chris, hollering.
Chimera, correct? Yes. Some kind of pheromone control, along with plants, I believe.
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
Understood.
No, that's fine.
He says, I have control over lightning and water.
Lightning and water, interesting.
He says, I've toyed with the name Conduit for my super name, but I have not had it approved yet.
That's fair. I don't think anybody's used that one in a while.
Not since the 60s. He didn't have a particularly long tenure. I don't think anyone would care.
Yeah.
Sorry, the 80s. Sorry, because 60s was way early. And he kind of just, like, looks around.
Yeah. So, any questions we can answer for you? You can tell we are not nearly as...
Regimented?
Oh, that's just me. I'm a military brat, and then I ended up here.
So, that's probably a good idea, because your headmaster here is a really good tactician.
So. I've been told he's one of the best in the galaxy.
Yeah, I'm sure he says that about himself often.
No. The person who introduced me to him did.
All right, I gotta ask. Who was that?
Uncle War. He like looks... not embarrassed, but like I didn't... if I wasn't asked directly, I wouldn't have said it.
Uh-huh.
Rob's gonna love that one.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me.
And you'll put together that this might actually be related to war, not or sorry, not Uncle War. He would have just said War. You think this might be War's kid?
Yeah.
That there's a non-zero chance this is War's kid, and that is absolutely terrifying.
Especially since Hiro knew the people around War. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
You know, well, from the last... From the last podcast, you would know that War and Hiro are the same race. No, sorry. They're races that interacted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that War is powerful even among his own kind. And that he came here and had a kid with a human. That kid's going to be either an absolute terror or humanity's staunchest defender.
Yeah.
Like we're talking someone who fights on the level of Jin,
Thunder,
mm-hmm. the big names.
Mm-hmm.
But like he would fight alongside the Vanguard and not be a slouch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, oh, that's scary.
But you notice he did not get his dad's power, or at least he didn't admit to having his dad's power.
Oh yeah,
control over kinetic, control over kinetics.
Yeah.
Oh.
kinetic energy manipulation. Kinetokinesis.
Kinetic absorption and redirection. That's yeah. All that energy.
He says, but it's been it's nice to meet you. He says, I saw what you had on your capes, and I have to ask, is that real?
Which part?
Yeah, wait. Yes.
Athletico can suck it.
Yes, they can suck it, correct.
No, he looked at you, Chris. He's like, is it real?
Well,
I mean,
due to the cease and desist, we probably shouldn't comment.
No. I have no proof of that. I cannot talk about that.
No, hold on. The cease and desist was worded very specifically. You can't
wear
that cape or discuss it publicly.
Oh, that's
so, yeah,
true.
You can bust it.
So you know, I'm going. I'm doing the lawyer thing and going. I cannot discuss it publicly, and I have no proof that they are. However, hey Dido, can you download all the stuff on the Nazis to Damien's?
Comlink? Of course.
Thank you.
He opens it up and he types in the word Brazil. And he goes, Father was right.
Yeah.
He's not going to be pleased. When he finds out how long they've been there.
Oh, did we just get a really, really good ally?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna tell you what you might also want to do is do the bay. So
sitting on the back of the bay. What bay? The Gulf Coast? The Gulf?
The Gulf. And do. In your search, do underwater base.
He only has the records from you. None of the other ones have ever found it.
Oh, okay.
Remember you asked, and I said you'd have to go yourself and confirm it.
Okay. I believe there are bases under the water.
My powers would be useful for hunting those down.
I cannot go there right now because I don't know that I'd be able to find it again. But I know it was there in the 60s. Don't ask.
You're quite young for being around in the 60s, but okay. He says, I'd like you to get this information to my father. He says, here is a P.O. box that I use for dead drops.
Okay.
If you could deposit it, it'll be picked up every two weeks. It should be, he says, it will be in Los Angeles in 9 days.
Isn't that Thanksgiving? Somewhere thereabouts?
Give or take, yeah.
I think I know where we're going for Thanksgiving. Do your dads mind having us for...
I mean, it's down the coast, but yeah, it's...
Well, I mean, she's from... Yeah, what, San Francisco. San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego and L.A. are...
Right next to
each other. That's right next to each other.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
It's just a short flight.
I think it's even closer than that.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like less than an hour drive.
Two hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Then that's from center to center, so there it's more like an hour.
Yeah. Depending on where you want to go.
With traffic, yeah. You can take the Pacific Surfliner train for 3 hours. This would be a cool trip.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, so he says if you could drop a data chip with that information in it,
I would be happy to.
He says I recommend not going anywhere in eastern Brazil for the next few months, though.
I wasn't planning on going down to Brazil for years.
I just figured I'd mention it.
I appreciate that, and I'm gonna go. Hey, Dido, we need to make sure that we have everything concise and with as many backing files as we can find. Can you make sure that that all gets done within the next 9 days?
Yes.
Good.
I'll have it done in two, and then so you can get the proper data chip with encryption.
Yep. Absolutely.
I can't reach the network right from here. It's not comfortable.
Don't. I didn't even ask you to try to reach the network.
I keep trying, and it won't work.
Yeah, I'd even just stop trying because I'm not sure what the headmasters could do to things trying to break in or break out. And I don't want to find out, and I don't want you to be hurt.
He says, well, I mean, I've been cleared to discuss basics of what we do here with you if you'd like. And I can ask basic questions of you that you're allowed to talk about.
Sure. I will answer anything that I feel is allowed.
And he pulls out of his pocket a brass card that looks very familiar and starts twiddling it between his fingers.
Okay.
Taking a stab and saying that's a Dravara card.
Oh, good. I figured that's the easiest way to... I'm not allowed to talk about what it is, but if someone knows what it is, they'll ask.
Well, this was Mike saying it, and recognize that, he'll just pull his...
Well, I did look back. Each team gets one. It was not each individual.
No, then I wouldn't have it.
Not anymore. It would have combined with theirs.
So, yeah.
Mine wasn't a team thing.
Yeah, yours was...
We approached it as a team, but we were selected as individuals.
Yes, but that's the thing. You're only given one card. And you just happen to be the one carrying it. Huh. Or did you give it back? You give it to her, to your friend.
Jesse would have been.
Jesse, and yeah. So she can still continue.
So yeah, I would... I'll...
He says, oh, good. And then he says, our whole school...
is geared towards it. Yeah.
Has been going through it religiously. I'm going to my sixth challenge next week. I'm not looking forward to it.
Good luck.
I've been told we're the only team in the last 200 years, the last 2,000 years, not to lose someone in the third trial.
Yeah, we lost Travis at the third trial.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't...
lose.
We didn't... He didn't die,
He kind of died. His soul went into a Roomba.
He lost his body.
His soul went into a Roomba.
A little vacuum?
Well, no.
It's a long story.
It.
But he did. His soul is in a Roomba.
Techno.
He got better.
Made our techno magic powers.
And... he now has a robot body?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
And as you guys are talking, Shinsoku pops
in. Rob's gonna kill me.
You hear Shinsoku. You hear Shinsoku's voice talking to Hiro, and you're like, "Oh, he's here." And but you, you know, he isn't gonna get you yet, so you're fine.
Yeah.
But he says, "The six sites that were picked for this all have a Drevara entrance, or two, or at least close by."
Okay.
It seems they were much more prolific than they made the council to believe.
Interesting.
You guys have done four, not five yet. Five is next.
Yeah, if I believe it's five. I think
I have it written down.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure we're four.
He says, "Yeah." He says, "The fifth one, we didn't have combat."
Doesn't surprise me all that much because they're more than just.
It was a bunch of riddles.
Yeah.
And then pain if we got them wrong. Lots of pain. My team were not particularly suited for riddles. I'm a bit too literal, I've been told.
Actually, sometimes the riddles are easier if you're absolutely literal.
One of them was. The others? I'm lucky that I heal fast.
Ah. That's always a good thing. So,
suppose while we're sitting there and just, you know, chatting, whatever, I'll pull up an AR chessboard.
He'll play.
Yeah.
Roll tactics.
Yeah.
You're competing against his tactics.
Well, that's not gonna work.
Oh, let's see. Checkmate in six.
Yeah.
I got a 29.
I rolled a 4.
Checkmate in six moves.
Checkmate in six moves.
Yeah. I think because I wasn't expecting it.
I think the least number is four.
No, three. Three backs and fourths. Oh, but four.
Yeah, four moves.
It's a fool's mate, yeah.
Yeah.
You fell for a fool's mate and you're like, it's been a minute since I had that happen.
Bitch.
He pulls out a shogi board. Eh?
Sure.
Much more difficult game. he'll play.
I'm apparently worse.
22.
3.
He's plus 13.
And I'm plus 12.
So it was a fair fight.
Yeah. I just...
you're...
He says, not quite your night, is it?
No.
Are you hungry?
No. Just...
He pulls open a snack bar and there's, like trail mix and stuff in there. And as he does that, Shinsoku comes out just red-faced and just... and then, but just, like, resigned. Hi, kids.
Hi. So that was, what, 12 hours?
I don't want to hear it.
I'm shocked that you weren't here faster, honestly.
No. It took them 12 hours.
It took us 12 hours to find the place.
Oh.
After he's been looking for...
Oh.
Yeah, but I can't leave the school.
I know, but still, I'm shocked that you weren't here faster.
I was. I've been talking to...
He's been talking to...
Hiro in the other room.
I know.
I also had to go convince Jeremy to give me the only working model V2 he had.
If you and Hiro are always talking, why didn't he tell you where this was?
Because he didn't want me here.
That's sad.
Because I wanted to be here.
Oh.
Because I miss him.
Oh, no!
This is you when you have a constant companion.
Constant companion that you talk to
for the better part of 8 or 9 years.
Almost a decade, yeah.
And then it's gone. Yeah. They're gone. Yeah. You're sad. He says, it's been 5 years since. And then
since the surge.
But you're right. So half a decade. Sorry. Thank you. Plus another year. So almost 6 years, or 5 years.
6 years with somebody who you constantly talk to.
Yes.
And every...
He says, Yuki, hands, we hold a hand out and a tiny snow fox appears, is good company. But Hero was a mind comparable to my own that I could talk to and have philosophical discussions.
You stopped playing chess and go and things like that with him very quickly, didn't you?
No, I crave challenge, so we played a lot. A lot. He won more than I did, but still. He has the interest skill tactics, and I don't. but beyond that, no, I just missed seeing my friend. And now I can visit.
I'll take my point for correcting you.
Oh, the date? Yeah, you're right. But he lets Yuki just play. She's a fox made out of snow. She wants to go play with Murphy, and Murphy wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
He just goes, and she explodes. And he's like, I did not know she would explode.
Murphy, you don't... Listen, you can't be going around smacking things that you don't know.
I'm sorry, Shinsoku. He says it's fine. She'll reform. She's just snow, and he like twists his hands, and she reforms. Oh, good.
And then she sneezes.
And then he's like, I'm gonna back up because he's still Fire Cat. I'm gonna back up a little bit, and then he shrinks down to regular cat, like his regular cat size, so like 4 foot long, and then just comes and lays in your lap. I have too much power.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a new Pharaoh's hat. It's the only way to contain this power. He looks Murphy. At you with big eyes.
Murphy.
New Pharaoh's hat.
No.
Come on, Cupid.
You are Cupid.
Cupid in the last one.
Cupid in the last one?
Why do you think it's gone?
I thought you lost it.
My Pharaoh's hat?
I know. You didn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything?
I didn't want to get him in trouble.
You love him, don't you?
I have no idea, but that useless thing. What that...
You...
tiny thing does. I need a new Pharaoh's hat.
Did QP on it?
Yes. That actually happened.
Or did Murphy pee on it?
Oh no, it was definitely a Q. I may or may not have eaten his favorite berries to see how they were.
Okay, that explains why he...
Now we know why Q peed on it. Got it. Oh, so you didn't want you to get in trouble for the berries that I picked, especially for Q. And I told you that you can't have. Because it...
I only had 4.
You can't eat it.
That's months.
It's not for you.
That's months of searching to find 4.
You asshole cat.
I need a new Pharaoh's hat.
I'll think about it for Christmas, okay? Christmas is coming up. Put it on your Christmas list.
Fine. He pulls out a little...
AR,
he adds 6 Pharaoh's hats to his Amazon wish list.
Of course he does.
Oh my god. He's a very smart cat, and he's got AR rings. He can work it. Anyway, Damien has watched you guys with just like childlike wonder. Mm-hmm. It's a talking cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked too.
Oh, good. It's not just me.
He's a little much.
He didn't talk to me for like the first month I was living with them.
He didn't talk to me until much later. And I didn't know I could talk to cats.
No. He was talking to you. You thought you were going crazy.
Yeah.
He's been talking to you since you met him.
Yeah.
You thought you were going crazy for a year, for 2.5 years.
Because you never talked to anybody else.
Correct.
What an asshole.
We've had this conversation. You were mad at him then.
I know.
You're mad at him again now.
Yeah.
So Damien looks over and he just goes, maybe I could make a Yuki. Maybe? And he like does this in his hands, like move up and down in the front in the air, and a ball of water appears. Then he makes it into a thing of ice. And then he shapes it into a fox and makes it into ice. He puts it down. Move. And it doesn't do anything. It's broken. Mm. And then he touches it.
Try it with lightning.
He touches it and explodes it with lightning.
No. Make the shape with lightning.
Instantly. Just without, like...
Yeah.
That was so much easier for him. He says, move. And it just does exactly what he wants it to, but it doesn't have... There's no sentience to it. Yeah. He says, I'll have to talk to Father. Maybe he'll know how to do it.
Well, it's something that takes either a bit of study or a natural talent for.
I've been told I have natural talent. Yes, but I don't know how to use it. Talent
leans towards it. I would like to make an use Arcana to try and figure out the runes.
Okay.
To find familiar. If I can copy that down for him.
Cool. Give it a try.
Nine
plus 8, 17.
You're able to make the runes for that, yeah.
So, my magic works a little... My understanding of magic works a little differently than...
Most,
yes. But I can trace these runes onto something, and I can use it to activate a spell. Perhaps you can learn a way to use this in a way.
So he looked at the runes you did, and you hold it up for him. He takes out a piece of paper... And in a flash of lightning, they appear on the paper before it burns up. And then you watch as the flames on the paper glow a bright yellow and then goes to a deeper orange and then turns into the shape of a house cat. About a regular ass house cat. Yawns, little weirdly fire and lightning coming out of their mouth. And then says, "Ah, my lord, it's good to see you." And he says, "What do you mean, my lord?" He says, "I am your familiar." He turns to you and gives you a bow, Sal. Thank you, squire, for providing my master with the means to summon me.
You're most welcome.
If you could send him a text message with that particular symbol, he should be able to use it forever.
Give him the sheet of paper I drew it on.
He likes to burn paper. Please take a picture and send it to him. He lacks the control that his lineage would usually lend. He says, "I'm working on it. I know, my lord, but I would like to be able to assist you. And well, it's easier to do if I don't. Well, if I have a body."
Take a picture of it. And
flick it to him in AR and he's good.
Set it on a repeat send every couple of months. Just in
case. That's funny. You can have inspiration for that. Yeah.
Jesus. That was good.
Oh, man.
I'm getting my bard level eventually. Just for vicious mockery.
Mockery. Hey. Yep.
So, yeah, well, I'll give him my AR information if he ever needs anything. I'd be happy to give him a hand. Especially since he's helping
Damien?
Me.
Or?
Yeah, Damien.
Yeah, my contact info is...
Yeah, he bumps his phone to anyone who wants it. Like, who wants the information.
Mm-hmm. I suppose I should at least run Find Familiar once so I have one. So.
You probably should.
Yeah.
And then it just lasts until you need to cast it again. That's the thing. Yeah, it's a one-off, and then you just have it forever until it dies.
Yeah.
I figured you already did, and you just weren't using it.
Haven't given him a name or anything.
So.
I'll work on it for next time.
But the familiar looks at you and bows and says, "Thank you again, sir. Sir Squire, may your house be forever strong."
Thank you.
And it turns to each of you and says, "Thank you for providing young Damien with companionship. As with his position here, he has not been allowed the ability to flourish socially." And Damien's just like beet red. Like, this cat is giving his shit out. Like,
sometimes you just have to go with it. Because every time I've run into something like that, they're usually more clued in on things than we are.
You see, sir, I am a very, very, very old servant of the family. My name is Ignatius.
Ignatius, huh? Okay.
Oh, no. Is it Ignatius or Voltaire?
Oh, Voltaire's
way Voltaire's better. Way better. Voltaire.
My name is Voltaire.
She's here.
And as you guys... And as Shinsuke comes over and says, all right, so here's the plan. It's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.